Okay, guys, this is my first podcast, and I'm pretty excited. I've never done a podcast before, so I'm kind of excited to see how this goes. This is kind of like an introduction to my podcast series, kind of like an all about me, and if you have any other like topics or ideas that I should do, or just really any questions, then my Instagram, you can DM me on my Instagram, and that is at Logan_13_LaPointe. And if you will go DM me on my Instagram, then that would be great. And yeah, and ask me any questions or ideas, because I really need those. So I have two younger sisters. They're Landry and Logan. By the way, my name is Logan. I have two younger sisters named Landry and Lindley. Lindley is 7 and Landry is 9. I'm in 7th grade, I'm 13 years old, and I'm a competitive swimmer. My specialty, I guess, quote-unquote specialty, is probably, like, the distance, but in freestyle. Like, so, swimming distance, freestyle distance. at school, I'm in beta club and in student council. My favorite, like, artist or singer is probably Thomas Rhett. And then my two favorite songs from him is probably, if I had to pick, probably be Remember You Young and Look What God Gave Her. Those are probably one of his two newer ones. My favorite food is like sushi or pad thai. One of my hobbies is photography. And just a little ad in here, not sponsored or anything, but I love Spark. Spark is so good and it really keeps you caffeinated and it's really good for like the mornings or whatever. On the way to school, some little tips. I have a little reference sheet over here. This one is going to be a little bit more structured, but all my other ones, I'm just going to, like, free talk. Not even, like, write anything down. Like, I'll have an idea, and I'll kind of go off there and just kind of free talk. So this one is a little bit more structured and probably not as fun, but I really am excited about this and about this new journey that I'm taking, and I'm really excited. So, I love photography. And, some little tips that I have for, like, school is just to stay organized. Like, always stay on top of your stuff. Don't, like, get behind on homework or on, like, your grades. Check your grades, like, a lot. I check my grades, like, at least every day. That's probably a little too overboard, but I always like checking my grades. Stay organized with all your, like, homework and stuff. In my binder, I have, like, a folder for each class, and then I have dividers. And I always have sticky notes with me to write down, like, all my homework, and I put that inside my little binder sleeve. Some of my tips for like studying is always like have like some soft music, not like rap or anything like that, just like some kind of soft quiet music, and then chew gum. I chew gum at school like every single day, and I love gum, and it really just keeps me focused and on top of stuff. I love taking notes personally. I love like colorful pens, like when I'm taking my notes. So my favorite brand of like stationery, like pens and pencils, is hands down Papermate. My two favorite types of pens are the Papermate ink gel and the Papermate flare pens. I love the Papermate flare pens and I love the liquid flare pens. I really suggest those. They are a little bit more expensive, but they last you for forever and they are very high quality. I really love them. Alright, so we'll just kind of get into that little Q&A section that I have for you guys. So I just kind of write down like some good questions I thought would kind of tell you more about me. So my go-to favorite restaurant is really any sushi place. I'm really not very picky on sushi places. I just really love sushi. And then there's a restaurant that's literally just called Pad Thai. And it is so good. It's one of my tops. Am I close to anyone now that I originally disliked? Yes. I used to not like. I have three friends that I really did not like. And now those are my best friends. I won't say their names. I'll just say that I'm not really gonna say their names, but I disliked them last year and I really love them. They're like my best friends now and I don't know what I'd do without them. I love them. How do I deal with bullies? So last year and the year before that, I had a problem with bullies. People would bully me and it just wasn't good. So how I deal with it is don't take it personally. Most of the time they're just jealous of what you have and your friendships that you have. Don't let them take you down. Just be with it. Don't let them take you down. You're fine, you're perfect just how you are. And you have friends, they're just fake friends. They just wanna hurt you and they're just jealous of you. So just stick with your good group of friends, ignore them, and just be who you are. If I had more courage, what would I be doing right now? Really? Doing a podcast. This is really taking me a whole lot of courage. I don't know. This is what I'd be doing. What I am doing right now. And I'd probably also have a blog and maybe a YouTube channel. I don't know. I don't have a ton of courage, and that's what I'm trying to get better at. And yeah, so I feel like I'm doing better. Conflict. That's kind of the same. That's close to like kind of what my answer is to bullies. Kind of like with drama and conflict. Just stay out of it. Don't get into it, because it'll just make everything worse. You'll get, like, if, let's say, the drama's gotten really bad, and that person ends up getting in trouble. And if you get in that, then you're going to get in trouble as well. It's just stay out of it. That's all I have to say about conflict and drama. And really bullies, too. Just stay out of it, ignore it, and be who you are. Have you forgiven yourself for past failures? So we actually had a gospel meeting at our church this past week, and the whole topic was over forgiveness. And it said, if you don't forgive yourself, then God isn't going to forgive you. So I've forgiven myself, and I've tried to forgive myself, and I would say I have forgiven for my past failures. Now, obviously, I'm not happy about them, but I've at least forgiven myself and know that I can try better next time, and it'll be okay. So I think this is the last second to last question. Who has, like, made a really big impact or influence on me, and, like, who's the most important person in my life? So my aunt, Trisha, she is a doctor, anesthesiologist, we'll just say that. She's, like, close to that, but, she has really impacted me. She's really someone who I look up to. She's worked hard through school, gotten to where she is at this point right now, and she just lives her life, and she has fun, and she has a lot of friends, and a fiance right now, and I just really look up to her. And then Greer, she is my friend. She's older than me. She's a teacher, a middle school teacher, and she is right now getting her master's degree, and she has to write papers lots throughout the whole entire week, and she doesn't just be like, oh, I'm not going to write this paper, I really don't care. She really works hard and doesn't give up, and she works on her master's so much, and writing down all these papers, as well as being a teacher and lesson planning and dealing with middle schoolers. And she really just makes a big impact on my life. And even though she has all this stuff, and she's also a coach to basketball and track and cross country, but she still comes to church every single time, every Wednesday, every Sunday morning, Sunday night, any, like, devos, like, gospel meetings, like, she comes to everything. And that really just kind of impacts my life, and it's two people that I really look up to. How has religion changed me? God is just a person who has really impacted my life, kind of changed how I look at life now, how I know that it's all temporary and that we will go to heaven and live with him in heaven, and just how to, like, love each other and don't take things for granted. And sorry about the background noise right now. But just to really be, just how to live my life in a godly form. So yeah, that's how religion has changed me and how God has changed me. And let me get the verse of the day, because it is almost, because I'm going to start doing verses of the day. I feel like that'll really kind of help, and I don't know. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching, and I will insert the verse of the day right now. The verse of the day is found in Psalms 37:7, and this is in the New King James Version. My voice is a little scratchy, but it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of man who brings wicked schemes to pass." So I really thought that this verse was kind of fit really well with kind of what I was talking about, as how the Lord is going to come and we just got to wait patiently for him, and kind of how it's all temporary. And so yeah, that was the verse of the day, and thank you for watching my podcast. And again, my Instagram is Logan_13_LaPointe. So if you go DM me and DM me ideas and questions, and maybe like each month or whatever, I'll do a kind of a Q&A or whatever, just to kind of share what's going on with my life right now. And so yeah, thank you for watching this video, and yeah, or this podcast, and yeah, bye guys. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place, all for free. It's crazy. Which you can use right from your phone or computer. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds amazing. They'll distribute your podcast for you. It can be heard everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.